of them days I used to opposite a win. I'm just good at getting up and then trying shit again. Yes, bitch. It's one of the most realest lines I have ever heard from her song, Killing You Hoes. I love that line because I resonate with that line very much. You know, I think as a goddess, when you're creating your own life and you're creating your reality and you know that you are interacting with that, sometimes things work out for you and sometimes they don't, but they're always working out for you. And so when you get knocked down, are you gonna try again? And I feel like for me, in my experience as a goddess, when shit didn't work out, I get good at getting back up again and trying again. And that's something I'm very proud of myself for being able to do, because sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes when you're knocked down, whether it's the first time you've been knocked down or you've been knocked down plenty of times, what the strength in getting back up to try again, I think, to learn. I think it's the resilience, being able to get back up and try again, because you have a belief that, hey, maybe this didn't work out, but something else that I do may work out. You have a belief in yourself that this is not the end of my journey. You have a belief in yourself that this is not the end of your story. And so you showing God, showing the universe, showing your spirit team, hey, I'm gonna get back up again and try again, I think it's beautiful because it keeps your heart open. It keeps your mind open to future possibilities, right? Like I said, even when it doesn't work out, it is still working out in your favor, even though that shit doesn't feel like it, right? It may not always feel like it. And so to be able to have that strength, to have that resilience, to get back up and try again, it's a blessing. So if you are a goddess out there who is known to get back up and try again, like Cardi said, okay, she says, this is for them days I used to opposite a win. I'm just good at getting up and then trying shit again. Yes, bitch. Yes to you. You're good at getting up and trying shit again, and you should be congratulated. Try again and try again and try again, okay? Clock that tea. Anyways, XOXO, selfish babe.
I want you guys to have more orgasms. I want you guys to give yourself your own orgasms, and I want you guys to be praying when you are orgasming. And so my Raining Waterfalls aphrodisiac set is, yes, it's going to spice up your sex life and you can co-create with your partner, but it's also just good for you. And as you are self-pleasuring yourself, which I have in my, I think I have an orgasm and pray ebook, I'll also link below. But I want you guys to have more wetness down there. I want you guys to be sweeter down there. I want you guys to start praying sweetness, prayers of sweetness and joy to your yoni and to your womb, so that you can attract more, right? You can indeed attract from your womb. And after you have cleansed, it is now time to be a magnet for the things that you desire. So if that sounds like fun, if that sounds like the type of womb magic you want to get into, then check out my Raining Waterfalls aphrodisiac set. It comes with Gorontula fruit, slippery elm, and maca capsules, as well as the sugar lumps. You're going to make it all together. I have instructions on the website, and when you order, you are going to get your instructions. But check it out at evolvingbutterfly.org or the link below.